Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is December 11th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. You got to bear with my voice tonight. We'll see how well we do with it. Praise God, I feel fine besides my voice. So I'm praying it just returns in the next couple of days. But I want to say hello to some people coming on in the chat. I'm sorry I was late. I was on with Chris's doctor. That's what held me up. But we're here now. Our team is here. Praise God. And we're going to talk tonight. So let's say hi to those of you coming on in the chat. I see those of you in Florida, Washington State. Hello. God bless you. Holbrook, Arizona. Hello, North Carolina. I did take honey, actually. Honey and tea earlier today. I took it actually a couple of hours ago. Let's see, Delaware. Hello to those of you watching in Delaware, North Dakota, Palm Coast, Florida. God bless you. Oh, let's see who else is coming on. I see Eureka, Montana, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hello to you. God bless you as well. Colorado. Praise the Lord. Hello. Happy to see you on. Upstate New York. Hello to our neighbors watching in upstate New York tonight and our neighbors in New Jersey. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. Scotland, hello to our international audience coming in, and Australia. I see you both. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. We'll do a few more as people are jumping on. New Zealand, hello to our friends across the globe in New Zealand watching tonight. And London, England, God bless you. I see Idaho as well, Omaha, Nebraska. God bless you. Ireland, hello to our wonderful friends in Ireland watching tonight. Very happy to have you with us. Rockland County, New York. I know exactly where that is. Hello to our neighbors in Rockland County as well. I see Kissimmee, Florida. Welcome, welcome. God bless you. San Antonio, Texas. Hello to all of our viewers in Texas. We're very happy to have you with us tonight as well. And hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer as usual. And then we have quite a bit to get into. I know you all saw the title. There's a lot. Pride is rearing up in such a way, in so many forms, and we're going to talk about it. We all know what the Word of God says. Pride cometh before destruction. We're going to get into that. And haughty spirit before a big fall. So let's open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord. And we're going to hit the ground running tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God. He was the Passover Lamb. He washed us. He cleansed us, Father. We ask you to forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ to the earth, Yeshua HaMashiach, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And Lord, we just praise you that Christ defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back to be with you, Lord. He victoriously took his place, victoriously at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. And Lord, I just ask you, touch my throat in the middle of this, Lord, as we continue fathering you. I just have to give myself a minute here, and I'll be okay. I just have to give myself a minute. I did a lot of talking on the phone with Chris's doctor, and it probably exacerbated it a little bit. So if I take a minute, I'll be okay. And if I ask Chris to get me some water, we will continue tonight. I'm just going to ask him to get me some water, and then we'll continue praying. Chris, can you bring me some water and make me a hot tea? Okay, thank you. Okay, I will feel much better once that comes. But in the meantime, we are going to continue praying, and I'll just wait for the water to get here. So, Father, I hear him coming. I should probably wait for him to come downstairs, guys, before I continue praying, because he's coming right now. Thank you. Could you make me a hot tea, please, and put some honey in it? Thank you. Okay. That's better. I should have brought more water. Coming down, and I only brought a little bit. Okay. I just need a second, and we'll continue to pray, and we'll be all right. Okay. Father, we just praise you. And we thank you that Christ rose again. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the name above all names. You are Jehovah Rapha, Father, our healer. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nissi, our banner. You are Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteousness, Father. And we just praise you, Father God, that Christ is our advocate before your throne. And we honor that, Lord, before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place, Father. Lord, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the power of your presence mightily move, Father. Lord, let just your presence, the weight of your glory, your power, your truth, mightily move, Father God. We welcome you to have your way, Father God, in this place, that your glory would saturate the atmosphere, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor, Father, and witness to those who are watching. Father, we just praise you and we thank you. We ask you go before us. You be our front and rear guard tonight, Father God. Lord, that you fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege of being a vessel, Lord, of your power, Father. Lord, we ask you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, and the like, that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, puppets and agents of the enemy, wicked people would attempt. And we command in the name of Jesus Christ that be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, destroyed, rendered powerless, and their communication lies disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent to this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. You're the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. You are high and lifted up. You are holy. You are righteous. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We praise you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen. Amen. All right. Finally got through it. Praise the Lord. I think all the talking to Chris's doctor before I came on just exacerbated things a little bit. But we'll see how far we get. We'll see how far we get tonight. So I'm going to get up my notes. Chris is making me tea. So we should be off and running. So I wanted to talk. There's a bunch of things I want to talk about tonight that are all culminating at once. They're all happening at once. It's not an accident. They're all happening at once. This is a very well orchestrated web that has many, many moving parts. And so we're going to start with, I hear Chris coming back down, by the way. Hold on, I hear him coming back down. Hold on. Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very, very much. Okay.
Very much.
Okay. So after they attempted to kill President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, we saw a very large shift in the narrative. We saw a change. We saw top conservative voices begin to morph and mutate into something very strange. And in Butler, Pennsylvania, it's very strange. You'll see where I'm going with this because we're going to circle back to this. We're going to circle back. In Butler, Pennsylvania, they attempted to kill President Trump at 6:11 p.m. on July 13th. You know why it was 6:11. And I know they talk about how Ephesians 6:11 has to do with the armor of God and all of that. But there's more to it than that. Because upside down, it's 9:11. So upside down, 6:11, right? Here it is. It always goes dark, the screen, when I put the paper up. 6:11, 9:11, okay? So, interestingly enough, that is one of the main reasons why that happened. And the time that they attempted to kill President Trump is a mirror of the date of 9/11 and this whole manhunt with what happened with Charlie Kirk went into overdrive on 9/11. They are mirror images of each other. 6/11 and 9/11 are mirror images of each other. And I'm saying this because we're going to get into something that happened in court today with the Charlie Kirk case. But it's not an accident that these type of events mirror each other, and that you see certain events tend to cluster and they tend to gather round, and you see them attempt to migrate to each other, all within a certain period of time. And given that, in this period of time, we see some very strange things happening right now. We see some very strange things happening. Don't mind me for a second. I'm just going to tighten something up. There we go. So we're watching some very strange things happen in this time. And there's a few things I want to say about some things I noticed that is just food for thought right now. And then we're going to get into the impeachments. We're going to get into this enormous fraud scandal that's coming out. We're going to get into quite a few things. But if you notice, in this time, I want you to watch who's coming out and backing certain people. So I want you to watch, because there's a very odd pattern forming. We're also going to get into Tucker Carlson and what's going on with Qatar, because this connects also. So it's going to be a lot of moving parts tonight, but it's all going to connect. So if you notice, with Candace Owens, continue to pray for her, but there are certain people all of a sudden coming out and backing her, and it's very strange. And I'm going to give you some food for thought here. Tucker Carlson has come out backing her. His father was allegedly in the CIA. Patrick Byrne has now come out backing Candace Owens. He claims he was a CIA asset and still allegedly is. You have two ex-CIA agents who just came out corroborating the French government assassination plot against Candace Owens. Do you see a pattern here? She's warning us not to trust these agencies. She's telling us not to trust these government agencies, yet people from a particular government agency seem to be congregating around her in support of her. It's just an observation that I'm making. It's very odd, and it's becoming pretty prominent, and it's something to pay attention to with the shift that's coming. Now, I'm going to say something else, and I'm going to use this as a teaching moment here. And then we're going to move on to other topics. But Candace came out and said, allegedly in a recent podcast, that anyone who's questioning her is going to burn in hell. Anyone criticizing her right now is going to burn in hell. First of all, I'm going to say this. The root of bitterness is very much present, and bitterness will destroy everything else in your life. Bitterness will kill any growth, any peace, any joy. It will kill a sound mind. Bitterness kills anything living in your life that's trying to grow. When someone says something like that publicly, unless they're calling for repentance so somebody's soul does not end up in that zip code, it is manipulation, which is witchcraft. When somebody does that, it is manipulation, which is witchcraft. What is being said is if we question her or fact check her, somehow we will lose our salvation. Somehow Almighty God is going to damn those people to destruction. And that is the spirit of lawlessness at work. In fact, I believe it's the spirit of lawlessness that is speaking through her when things like this are said. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break that curse, because that's what it is. I break that curse in the name of Jesus Christ and let it be reversed upon the heads of the sender sevenfold, that they would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. These things being said, whether people want to realize it or not, they're word curses, and there's an undertone of witchcraft. Where is the scripture verse that says, if you question or fact check what Candace Owens says, that that is the measuring rod of whether you will go to hell? Tell me where that supersedes the measuring rod of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because that is the true measuring rod for whether you receive eternal life or eternal destruction. Nobody comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Rejecting Christ is the measuring rod, not rejecting Candace Owens. And when someone like this attempts to sit in the judgment seat of the Lord, it's a dangerous place. And determine, based on who questions her, where they're going to end up in eternity. Pride is what attempts to exalt and place itself equivalent to the Lord. This is pride. This is what Lucifer stepped into. He stepped into pride, then rebellion, which led to the fall. Pride births rebellion, which puts you at enmity with Almighty God, which, because he is righteous in his judgments, the fall then comes. Pride cometh before destruction, because pride exalts itself against the true knowledge of God and seeks to rebel. And this is exactly what we see happening. And you have to pray for them. You have to intercede and pray for them, because I don't know if they realize the depths of what they're saying. I don't know if they realize the spiritual implications of what they're saying. I don't know if they realize that that's sown, and then there's a reaping that comes from that. So I'm asking you to pray for them and to continue to intercede, because when somebody gets lost and loses their way, we should be interceding and praying for them, for the Lord to go out and get them and leave the 99 to go after the one. So I'm encouraging you to continue to do that. And what's sad is she had a visceral reaction when she mentioned people quoting scripture. And scripture applies to everyone, even Candace, even the president, janitors, all the way to governors. The word of God applies. Nobody is left out. We all pale in comparison to the glory of God and his holiness. I don't care how large your audience is. We all pale in comparison. And in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15, I want to read this to you. We're almost done with this part, and then we're going to move into other things. It says, "How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the ground. You have weakened the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of assembly in the remote parts of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you will be brought down to Sheol, to the remote recesses of the pit." That is Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. It talks about how Lucifer in his pride said, I'm going to ascend. I'm going to ascend past the throne of God. That he wanted to be like God. And that is what happened. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I think that some of these podcasters need the fear of the Lord right now. I think they need the fear of the Lord. And if I were them, I would repent fast of that statement and turn from it. In Galatians 6:7, it says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For what a man sows, this and only this, he shall reap." 1 Timothy 1:4 through 5 says, "Nor to pay attention to legends and endless genealogies, which gives rise to useless speculation and meaningless arguments, rather than advancing God's program of instruction, which is grounded in faith." but the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. What is the goal of our instruction? What is the goal when we talk about these things? From a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith. Some individuals have wandered away from these things into empty arguments and useless discussions. There's a whole lot of that going around right now. Empty arguments and useless discussions. There's an issue on the conservative side. There's a bitter root of vengeance, wanting to burn the whole house down because these individuals have a root of bitterness that they refuse to give to the Lord. And instead, they have taken on a cloak of earthly vengeance. This is about destroying people who they deemed have wronged them, have wounded them, have taken them from positions they coveted. It's not only Candace, it's her and others are not being led by the Lord in their quest or even total truth at this point, but by a root of bitterness that is turned into malice and arrogance, because in their flesh they have been convinced and deceived into believing they are the ones who are going to avenge. They are the ones who are going to bring Turning Point USA down. They are the ones who are going to rectify this. They are the ones who are going to uncover the truth for Charlie, because apparently Almighty God is not big enough on his own to do such. And we all know that he is far greater than all of this. And in a way, they keep taking it out of God's hands because they want a control of it and they want control of the narrative. If these people, Candace Tucker, others, had any respect for Charlie and valued him at all, they would have gone about this a different way. The action speaks how much internally there was a loathing going on when it comes to this situation. And the better question is, why, oh why, if they felt this way internally, did they not level all these accusations against Turning Point while Charlie was alive, questioning the actions of the organization, calling them out, bringing question after question? Why, oh why, was this not done when Charlie was alive before his tragic passing? Because a dead man cannot respond to anything, cannot confirm or deny anything, cannot corroborate anything, cannot refute anything, and cannot argue anything. And that's sad. That's sad. In James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, it says, "But he must ask for wisdom and faith without doubting. For the one who doubts is like a billowing surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind. For such a person ought not to think or expect that he will receive anything at all from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable and restless in all of his ways." Because the foundation has become this obsessive control over a narrative, a news cycle, and a legacy that is not theirs to control. Speaking out of both ends of their mouths because they are so much ensnared in the flesh. I'm going to tell you this too, and this is what I see. This is about crashing the midterms. It's about a giant distraction. If there is an attempt, this large attempt to distract you, then you better pray and seek the Lord about what's moving about and what wants to attempt a hostile takeover in this time, a coup, a derailment. That's what we have to ask ourselves, because this has to do with crashing the midterms. This has to do with a coup and a hostile takeover. I think the more people, and I'm going to be honest, I think the more people that speak out against individuals like this, the more it becomes this toxic high for these individuals, the more it becomes a drug for them to find the next outlandish theory and claim to get the next wave of bad press. Whether good press or bad press, it's still press. This has turned into an addiction of sorts and a very dangerous cycle. And we need to pray that the Lord breaks it. We need to pray that the Lord breaks this cycle, because it's very broken and it's very sad what's going on. And there is so much flesh involved and distraction. God is not in it. Some of the words may be right, but the breath is wrong. The source from which it's coming is not coming from the Lord. The enemy can make a lot of words sound right, but the source is still wrong. The source matters. The source matters to Almighty God. The source should matter to you, from which words spring. The words may be right, but the breath is wrong. And I'm going to tell you, this morning I heard something very clear in my spirit, and it's something to pray about and look out for. So in my spirit, very clearly this morning, I heard Jussie Smollett. Now, I'm going to explain to you who Jussie Smollett is in a minute, but I clearly heard this dropped in my spirit. What happened with Jussie Smollett is that on January 29th, 2019, American actor Jussie Smollett approached the Chicago Police Department and reported a fake hate crime that he had staged against himself earlier that morning. He enlisted two Nigerian-American brothers who had worked with him on the television drama Empire to plan and execute this hoax. The hoax took place on the Lower East North Water Street in Chicago's Streeterville neighborhood. And in disguise, the brothers attacked Jussie Smollett. They shouted racial slurs at him. They poured bleach on him, and they placed a noose around his neck. And he described one of them as a white male, even though they were both Nigerian, and told police that these individuals shouted, "This is MAGA country." It was a setup to try to destroy MAGA in the press. A reference to the political slogan, "Make America Great Again." The brothers later testified that Smollett staged the attack near a surveillance camera so that the video of it could be publicized. And when they raided the home of the brothers, they found even more evidence. I heard this morning, clearly in my spirit, and we are coming to a Jussie Smollett moment on the conservative side. We are coming dangerously close to having what we saw with Jussie Smollett happen right now on the conservative side. And that's why I heard it, because the desperation is mounting, and I believe in certain areas plans have been made or at least discussed to attempt to do something like this. If it's being dropped in my spirit, there's a reason for it. We need to watch for something like this. You need to pray and intercede that it gets exposed, because something is percolating and something is up when it comes to this. So just pray about that. But I'm warning you now, you're going to have a Jussie Smollett incident on the conservative side. That's coming. All right. Now, on to other things. So I want to put up an article here. I just wanted to say that to start off with and continue to pray for these people. The push to impeach Pete Hegseth is on. Okay. This came out December 9th. Now, the dates are going to be super important in what I'm about to say. Democratic Representative Shri Thanedar has filed articles of impeachment against the Secretary of Defense over the murderous attacks on boats in the Caribbean. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth becomes more deeply mired in the scandal surrounding the military strikes against alleged drug trafficking boats in the Caribbean. So they're calling for, quote, transparency, accountability, vowing to widen the probes in these, quote, murderous attacks. Okay. So first articles of impeachment out the gate. Pete Hegseth. Remember the timeline? Do you remember the timeline of the Axe timeline that I warned about? And you had Stephen, then James, then Peter. Remember we did this whole broadcast about the warning about the Acts timeline, and the enemy was trying to cast a timeline similar to the book of Acts, and Charlie Kirk was Stephen, and then you have James and Peter, and the church interceded for Peter, but the church didn't intercede for James. Okay. Peter Eggseth, James is James David Vance. Watch what happens with J.D. I'm telling you now. Watch the incident. Very, very serious one. That's going to happen with J.D. Vance because this timeline is beginning to come into play. But remember December 9th. Now let's go to the next article. So just remember that for a minute. December 10th. RFK Jr.'s bad day features impeachment threat and a GOP rebuke. Between a resolution of disapproval and new articles of impeachment, lawmakers gave the Secretary of Health and Human Services two reasons to be in a sour mood. First, a congresswoman filed four formal articles of impeachment on December 10th against Kennedy, the nation's top public health official. Representative Haley Stevens, a Democrat from Michigan, I bet you if you dig into her, she's taking alleged payouts from high-profile drug companies, just saying, from lobbyists, who is running for an open Senate seat in her state, denounced the former presidential candidate and vaccine skeptic in her measure, which has no chance of passing the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. Okay. Now, I want to show you something with these two. You have December 9th, articles of impeachment, Pete Hegseth. December 10th, articles of impeachment, Robert Kennedy. 9-10. December 9th, December 10th. One after the other. Isn't it interesting? This is when they introduce articles of impeachment on the 9th and the 10th. And it was 9-10. September 10th, 9-10 was the day Charlie Kirk was killed. And then one after the other, 9-10, they introduce articles of impeachment 3 months to the day of Charlie Kirk's death. December 10th was 3 months to the day of Charlie Kirk's death. You tell me that's a coincidence that they introduce articles of impeachment on December 9th and December 10th, 9-10. And 9-10 was the day Charlie Kirk was killed, and it was 3 months to the day of that man's death. That is not a coincidence. This is how they try to align the spirit and bring into the natural an order and a timeline in order to try to get a similar result. This is how the kingdom of darkness works. And today, interestingly enough, is December 11th, 2025. 9-11, 9-1-1 happens to be in this date, 9-1-1, because you have the 11 from December 11th, and then 2025, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 9-1-1 is today. So you have articles of impeachment on the 9th and the 10th, 9-10, which coincide with Charlie Kirk's death and 3 months to the day from his death. And today happens to be 9-11 in this date, which is important because we're going to put up the ABC News article. Charlie Kirk murder suspect Tyler Robinson makes first in court appearance on a date that equals 9-11, which happened to be the day Tyler Robinson was caught. On 9-11, they caught him. So tell me that's not wild. That the articles of impeachment are introduced the 9th and the 10th of December, 9-10, which happens to coincide with the date of Charlie Kirk's death, September 10th, 9-10, 3 months to the day after his death. And on 9-11, Tyler Robinson appears in court, and it was on 9-11 that he was captured back in September. I don't think that's an accident. I think these things happen for very specific reasons that we have to pay attention to. And we're going to get to a word of the Lord now. But I'm telling you, these articles of impeachment and it coinciding with the date of Charlie Kirk's death, all happened within the window of December 7th to December 14th that I've been prophetically warning about. This is all happening. The Tyler Robbins court appearance too. All happening within that December 7th to 14th window. I'm telling you, it's going to blow like a powder keg. I'm telling you now, this is all building. The pressure in the spirit and in the natural is all culminating right now. And this is why you're seeing all of this cluster around this time. Now, November 20th, 2025, word of the Lord has to do with impeachment. So now you've got Hegseth, you got Kennedy, introduced the 9th and the 10th. November 20th, 2025 says, impeachment, impeachment, says the Lord, for it shall rise in England. It shall arise as a whisper in America that shall attempt one last shout and be muzzled like an ox, says the Lord. That was the word of the Lord. November 20th, 2025, it shall arise as a whisper in America that shall attempt one last shout and be muzzled like an ox, says the Lord. You are watching the whisper. You are watching the whisper arise. You're beginning to hear it come out as sort of just like this casual sort of whisper, oh, we're just filing articles, but then it's going to attempt one last shout. So now that you're seeing the whisper come in, you got to look now for what's coming, the one last shout, and then it's going to be muzzled like an ox and put down. In that order. And the word of the Lord goes on from November 20th, 2025, and says, for the battle is great, says the Lord, for the nations of the earth. However, I, the Lord, am about to make sudden moves. The enemy cannot have the vision to see, and his mouthpieces will be wrought in shame as these moves take place that shall shift alliances in the earth, bait the rebellious to their demise, and bring cries of renewal and revival, for souls are crying out. For the battle is great, says the Lord, for the nations of the earth. However, I, the Lord, am about to make sudden moves. The enemy cannot have the vision to see, and his mouthpieces will be wrought in shame as these moves take place that shift alliances in the earth and bait the rebellious to their demise and bring cries of renewal and revival, for souls are crying out. Now, like I said, I've been warning about this December 7th to 14th window. You're seeing all of these things begin to culminate and cluster around this time. There is good reason for that. Also, Ron DeSantis, he just basically filed legal, I guess we'll call it documentation, designating CAIR, C-A-I-R, the Muslim Brotherhood organization, a terrorist organization. So I would say right now, Florida is high alert. Florida is high alert right now. Okay, so moving on, because in all these areas, you see the serpent of pride rearing up. You see it posturing itself. You see it readying itself. You see the serpent of pride positioning itself in Congress with what we see happening with these articles of impeachment and other things going on in the conservative voices arena. You see it posturing itself with what has been happening with the midterms. You've seen it posturing itself in many areas, and it's posturing itself to strike. That's why you're watching it swell. That's why you're watching it get greater. This is why you're watching all the pride and all the flesh come in almost like a flood, like a crescendo. And what happens then? Pride cometh before destruction. Pride goeth before. So you're going to see pride first. That's why you're watching all this come in. Pride has to be present for destruction to happen. Destruction can't happen without pride. Pride always has to be present for destruction to happen. Now, speaking of that, we have a news article, and then we're going to play a video for you. Because this I find fascinating. Speaking of pride and pride posturing itself, Tucker Carlson sparks uproar after revealing plan to buy a home in Qatar, or Qatar, to make a statement that I am an American and a free man. Okay. So it basically says former Fox News host Tucker Carlson ignited fury from MAGA critics when he announced over the weekend he was buying a home in Qatar in Qatar in order to make a statement after he was criticized as being a tool of the Arab country. And there's nothing like saying you're not a tool than buying real estate there. There's nothing, no better way to say I'm not a tool or an asset than to buy a piece of property there. So we have a video to play for you. It's a short video. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this, about this whole uproar over this and what this really means and why is this really going on now. In the middle of articles of impeachment being introduced, in the middle of Tyler Robinson appearing in court on a date that equals 9/11, in the middle of all these things, that's when Tucker Carlson decides it's going to be a good idea to announce he's buying a home in Qatar. So let's play the video for you, and then we'll come back and talk.
Talk to me about someone like Tucker Carlson, who seems to have changed his tune entirely when it comes to Qatar. And look, I don't know what his arrangements are. I haven't seen any evidence of anything. But there has been a significant change of tune from him when it comes to his narrative and his coverage of Qatar.
There is an investigation is going on now by Khaled Al-Hilal Institute. And there's, I can't say much about it, but I've been investigating this matter for a very long time. And it was a bit of a strange thing for me and for many others. But when you start linking things together, and the way he shifted, and the timeline, you will understand that Qatar has a big hand on it. And I definitely, I'm very certain, without the core evidence, let's say, but I'm certain.
Can we make that very clear? Absolutely, yeah, yes.
Yes, but I am certainly sure that they have a hand somehow on that. Because if there were no financial benefit for Tucker Carlson, there wouldn't be a big shift like you saw now. So the issue is he's not only pro-Trump, but he was on the right camp. Qatar recently shifted a lot of people from the right camp to their own camp. Mm. And in the near future, we will see what exactly they've been doing. And I'm sure I can't say much, but there is certain things is happening that it will be revealed soon to the world. I'm very sure about that.
Okay. This man, I believe, leads a sort of resistance movement against the government of Qatar, who is speaking with this woman. I believe her name is Erin. And I want to read to you Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. This is what it says, because this is what's happening. And we're going to bring it back to scripture. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and money, possessions, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than the Lord, is what's in parentheses. No one can serve two masters. No one. Because you'll hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. We are watching a lot of this scripture happen and unfold in that area and in that party. And this is what it has come to. It has come to the conservative movement arguing over real estate in Qatar. It has come to the gaslighting about it. I will say this, if Tucker were truly an America First guy and not just saying it for status, he would not be buying real estate in a country that's not America and a country that segregates Christians in a predominantly Muslim country. So to prove you are an American and America First, you go buy a house in Qatar, which is a predominantly Muslim country that segregates Christians and persecutes them as well. That's how you're going to prove you're America First. Tucker has openly said he doesn't want the United States sending money to any foreign governments. Yet he just invested. If he's buying a piece of property there, he just invested money in a foreign government. So he says he doesn't want America or the American government sending all this money overseas. Yet he just took money and invested it into a foreign government, into a foreign land that is not necessarily friendly towards Christian people, that honors Muhammad above Jesus Christ. And to prove you're America First, you go buy a big old piece of property in the Middle East. That's how you prove you're America First. That's how you prove we don't want money going to foreign governments. You go and do the exact thing that you have been openly preaching against. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. You cannot serve two masters. And I'm telling you, there's an influence and an open portal in that man's life of the kingdom of darkness. There is an influence and an open portal that has continued to remain open. And if this is true, Tucker is walking right into a trap of the enemy. You're placing roots down in a place that persecutes Christians. Oh, yes, they do. And they honor Muhammad as a higher authority than Jesus Christ. You are creating a spiritual door. Oh, yes, you are. And giving access to very powerful entities. I'm telling you now, if these roots get put down, if he goes through with this, there's going to be another legal door opened in the realm of the spirit. And he was once, because he openly admitted it, he was once attacked by the demonic. It's going to come back and have legal rights to attack him again. Here is my question. Here's my question. If Tucker thinks that highly of Qatar, then he can't think very highly of the nation he lives in. And he's going to prove he's a free American by going and buying it in Qatar. That's how you prove you're a free American. You go and give your money to foreign governments. That's how you prove it. And I'll tell you, when he initially had that first demonic attack on him, and that's on our ex, because I had a dream around the time he was attacked, but I didn't know he was attacked. I had a dream and I saw the demon that attacked Tucker Carlson, and I talk about this. And it's pinned at the top of our ex account, at @AmandaGrace_AOG, if you haven't watched it yet. And that attack happened because Tucker wasn't under the covering of the Lord, and he went after what the enemy deemed as his property with no covering. When you go to try to take what the enemy deems as his property, and you are not under the covering of the Lord, the enemy has a legal right in the realm of the spirit to try to attack you. He tries to get legal ratification and rights to do that. And this is the entity that is posturing itself again for a strike on Tucker. It's walking Tucker into a pit to entrap him. I'm going to tell you what I discern. You need to pray for Tucker, because this is what I believe and this is what I sense. Tucker is tormented about many things. And I think to a degree there is some self-medicating going on and trying to drown out how, by ever means necessary, these tormenting voices. I think the deeper he goes down these paths that he's on, the more all-consuming and tormenting it's going to get. I'm not saying he doesn't ask valid questions at times. I'm saying there is a battle for his soul, and the enemy has found a door and now is claiming rights to his house. There's a battle for his soul. The enemy has found a door, and now he's claiming rights to his house. This is being walking him right into a trap. I'm telling you now, it's walking him right. That's why it says pride goeth before destruction. Pride is the trap that gets set. And once you walk into the trap of pride, destruction is the outcome. So pride is the trap. Destruction is the outcome of the trap. And we are watching that serpent of pride in so many ways posture itself, because pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. So even though the serpent of pride is posturing itself again and posturing itself in many areas to strike, there is going to be a very serious fall and destruction and wage to be paid by those people that want to align with the song of the serpent when it comes to pride in this hour. There is a great spirit of deception that has gone out. Very high ranking spirit of deception from the kingdom of darkness that has gone out to deceive the most influential voices in order to hijack and take that voice. Because Leviathan, it says in the book of Job, is the king of the sons of pride. He's the king of the sons of pride. So if you want to know the serpent that's gone out in this hour, the high level ranking entity in the kingdom of darkness, it's Leviathan. And it's gone out to tempt and allure and entrap those voices in order to, through them, re-steer, redirect the narrative, use them as a means to its end, and then destroy them when he's done. That assignment has gone out in this hour. That assignment has gone out. And that's why you're watching the posturing. You know how I could see it too? Because you're watching people get into their corners like in a boxing ring and posture themselves for a fight. You're watching Turning Point do it, right? Erica Kirk has now come out. She's had enough. You're watching Candace Owens do it. You're watching Tucker Carlson do it. You're watching Nick Fuentes do it. Now, don't take what I'm about to say the wrong way, but we are in a sad state of affairs when some of the things Nick Fuentes says, some of them only, make more sense than these other conservative voices. We are in a very backward state of affairs. We are in a quagmire of flesh and filth. And everyone, you're watching it all around. is posturing themselves for a fight. That's why these articles of impeachment were introduced. That's why they were introduced now. You are watching pride posture itself for a fight. You are watching it in these arenas. What is it? December 15th is when Turning Point is going to publicly answer all of these accusations that have been made against it. This is all posturing. And if it's not done in submission to the Lord, whether it's Turning Point, whether it's Candace, whether it's Tucker, whether it's anybody else, it's nothing more than rebellion. Resisting without submitting is nothing more than rebellion. And pride postures itself. It produces the fruit of rebellion. And once you get into rebellion, you become at enmity with God. And that's what brings the fall. That's why pride cometh before destruction. Because pride has to announce the way of rebellion. And then when rebellion comes, immediately, because of God has thrown his holiness and his spiritual laws and his word, it puts you at enmity with God. And then once you're at enmity with God, that's when the fall happens. So you're watching pride posture itself, which is now producing the rebellion. And within the rebellion, you're seeing those posture themselves for a fight, because you're watching that serpent of pride rear up in this hour to try to take as many people down as possible. Because they've blindly walked in to that order. Pride, rebellion, destruction. You know, in the book of Exodus, it says, God will fight for you and you will hold your peace. If God is for you, who or what can be against you? Almighty God knows how to fight for his people. He knows how to fight for his people, and he knows how to deal with people, and he knows how to humble them, and he knows how to bring them to their knees, and he knows how to wrestle them until they surrender. So if they're posturing themselves for a fight, if they are puffing themselves up with pride, well, the Lord is going to put that serpent down in this time and wrestle it to the ground publicly, in order to make a statement and in order also to shuffle and shift and sift the voices you see. God is allowing it to come to this point, and he's going to deal with it. And another area we see this happening in, we're going to put up this article for you. I have lots of prophecy about this. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz faces political reckoning as welfare fraud scandal deepens. Here's another one. Pride cometh before destruction. Pride becomes rebellion, puts you at enmity, and then destruction comes. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is facing what critics are calling a career-ending crisis. I want you to remember that they said that. Career-ending crisis. As the fallout from a massive welfare fraud scheme continues to roil the state, the scandal involving the alleged theft of more than $1 billion in taxpayer funds linked to Somali-led networks has drawn the ire of national observers and political opponents who claim the administration ignored warnings and is now dodging accountability. February 13th, 2025, word of the Lord. This is enormous. This scandal erupting out of Minnesota is enormous. And this was prophesied. And we're going to go over it right now. February 13th, 2025. Let's see. Oh, yep. That's the first one. Okay. But I want to move this one. Hold on. I want to do this for you in chronological order. So I'm going to move August to after July. August word. Okay. All right, February 13th, 2025. Minnesota is about to be turned over, along with Michigan, says the Lord. The time is approaching of the reversal, says the Lord, because we're in a year of reversals, because we are in a year that two blood moons are marking Purim 25 and Purim 2026. Right now, says the Lord, the great excavation, a reverse excavation, says the Lord, for the witch hunt, the wicked so activated. This is the reversal and a great excavation of all their exploits has come to the appointed time. And now from the deep shall be pulled the crimes of both red and blue, as well as two justices on the Supreme Court. That was February 13th, 2025. So Minnesota is about to be turned over along with Michigan. July 3rd, 2025. For you have played the thieves for your gods. And in this time, in this season, these areas shall see the largest excavation and gutting of what is lurked in the underbelly, says the Lord. For the agreements between gangs and leadership shall come forth. The exchange that was made for bloodshed, says the Lord. For the time of corruption has been brought before me, my throne, for an account in these areas, says the Lord. It shall go from the mayors to the governors, says the Lord. For the cloak of deeds shall be ripped off and laid bare, says the Lord. And then he says, the Sears Tower, says the Lord, the Sears Tower, which is in Chicago. July 18th, 2025. I, the Lord, am about to lift the lid off of Michigan and the dangerous operations that have been mobilized, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am about to lift the lid off the cover-up in Pennsylvania, says the Lord. Minnesota, which is where Tim Walz is the governor, Minnesota shall have a changing of the guard in such scandal. There will be no way for leadership to continue, says the Lord. That was July 18th, 2025. Minnesota shall have a changing of the guard in such scandal. There will be no way for leadership to continue, says the Lord. What are they calling this for Tim Walz? A career-ending scandal. That's what they're calling it. August 25th, 2025. The implosions from within are imminent, says the Lord. The greatest scandals of the decade are set to be exposed in this time, says the Lord. Fraud at the highest levels, laundering at the highest levels, trafficking, says the Lord. The largest trafficking scheme to ever be caught and exposed is on the cusp of coming to light. The implosions from within are imminent, says the Lord. The greatest scandals of the decade are set to be exposed. November 20th, 2025, word of the Lord. You shall see these fortresses suddenly built in cities and states, says the Lord, where they attempted to steal and feast, says the Lord, upon the ignorance of the people. Upon the ignorance of leaders, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, you shall see such leaders sobering up in this time to see the intoxication and manipulation that infiltrating groups so built a web from within. And that web shall be exposed, says the Lord. A multi-state web, an international web, under the guise of brotherhoods, coalitions, and religion, says the Lord. That web shall be exposed. That web shall not only be exposed with Ishmael, where governors shall be exposed for aiding and abetting such a web. What is Tim Walz being exposed for now? Aiding and abetting a coalition and a web of foreign groups, fraud at the highest levels, under the guise of brotherhoods, coalitions, and religion, says the Lord, that web shall be exposed. This is going to be like dominoes. Praise the Lord for accuracy. This is going to be like dominoes. This is just the beginning. Michigan is next. Just watch. They're all connected by a web of a certain type of leadership. Michigan is one of the next ones that we are going to watch be turned over with similar scandal at the highest level that is going to affect the governorship in a similar way we have just watched it affect with Tim Walz. They are calling this career ending. And that's what the Lord said. There would be a changing of the guard. Minnesota shall have a changing of the guard in such scandal. There will be no way for leadership to continue. We are watching that unfold. Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. That's why people can't think they get so big that they're untouchable. These conservative podcasters can't think they're so big they're untouchable. These governors can't think they're so big they're untouchable. These ones filing articles of impeachment that starting as a whisper, they can't get so big that they think they're untouchable. Because we all fall short of the glory of God. And if the serpent of pride and Leviathan is posturing itself for a fight, and you know what it's trying to do too? It's trying to get people in the flesh to be goaded into a fight. That it's setting a trap for them. It's trying to get people in their flesh to be goaded into a fight. And that's how it's setting the trap for them. Satan did this to Jesus in the wilderness in the book of Matthew. I think it was Matthew chapter 4. In the wilderness, Jesus is at his weakest. And the enemy comes to attack and tempt. And he says to Jesus, if you really are who you say you are, turn these stones into bread. And what does Christ say? He looks at him and he goes in his weakened state, in the flesh, because he hadn't eaten or drank in 40 days. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He was trying to get him into the flesh to prove his deity from the flesh. Instead of allowing God to defend his son. That's what the enemy was trying to do. And Jesus Christ said, it is written. It is written. It is legally ratified forever in the realm of the spirit, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's what he's saying when he's looking at him and saying, it is written. And then the enemy thought he was going to be smart, and he comes back and he tells him to throw himself down from that high point, for it is written, because Satan will counterfeit. He will imitate. He will mimic. He will mock. He shall give his angels charge over you. He's quoting Psalm 91. Pay very close attention to the scriptures that Satan quotes in the Word, because those are very powerful scriptures that he tries to reverse engineer in his favor. And what does Christ say to him? It is written, and forever remains written, because he's the Word. He's the Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It is written, and forever remains written. I wish Turning Point would deal with these attacks, and Erica Kirk would deal with these attacks that these people are trying to get them in their flesh to go to the Word and say, it is written. You are actually introducing a legal piece of evidence from the Word in the realm of the Spirit into God's court when you say that. When you go, it is written. You know what you're telling the court of heaven? I want this on record because it's in your Word. It's in your Word. They're trying to get Pete Hegseth and Robert Kennedy Jr. in their flesh. That's what Leviathan and the serpent of pride does. And they're aiming for higher than that. This is just the beginning. President Trump's next. J.D. Vance is next. And this is a spiritual born attack that is brought into the natural. So you have to fight it on the grounds of covenant in the realm of the spirit, making legal entry into the court of God for what is written in his Word. That's what has to be done. So I'm just warning you now that this is why we're watching all of this go on. This is why we're watching all the mudslinging. This is why we're watching the articles of impeachment. This is why we're watching the implosion on the conservative side. This is why we're watching what's happening with Tim Walz. This is why it all has a common thread. It may not look like it goes together. It all has an underlying spiritual thread. And we as believers need to be very aware of it, because if Satan is trying to do it in all those areas, he tries to do it to us too. And we have to be very careful of that. Okay, well, I might do a teaching on the courts of heaven. So I will take that under advisement, and I will try to do that in the near future. I just saw somebody write that. I will try to do that in the near future. And prayerfully, my voice will be back on Monday. And then we'll be back to normal. I'll be my normal self. We will be off and running. So as we're ending today, I want to put up, we'll put up Andrew Sorcini first. This is Andrew Sorcini from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. He is wonderful to speak to in anything gold and silver and gold IRAs as well. We have our Cyrus coin with him. That coin has a very prophetic message for this time. Don't worry about any minimums. He said to please call. They're doing very creative things to help people. So you can text Andrew at 310-433-3524. Silver and gold are hitting all-time highs, so it's a good time to talk to him. You can also go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and click on Beverly Hills Precious Metals today. And we have the brothers from Grid Down Chowdown. This is freeze-dried, grass-fed, grass-finished beef. Amazing product. These brothers love the Lord. They put a salvation track in every bag. They're preaching the gospel. And this is not only great for you, but this is a great snack for your dogs especially. They not only have this, but they also have beef jerky, not only for you, but for your dogs as well. So if you want a grass-fed, grass-finished product that is just beef as a snack and a healthy treat for your pets, they have that as well. You can use promo code ARC for a discount. Go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you'll find Grid Down Chowdown there, and you can click on it. And lastly, we're going to put up our social media handles. We would very much appreciate it if you would like, subscribe, and follow these areas of social media. It does help us a lot, and we're very appreciative. Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social, we're Ark of Grace Ministries with an S. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X, at Amanda Grace _AOG. We have an Ark of Grace app. If you go in your app store, you search Ark of Grace, you'll see the dove with the olive branch. You can download the app and enable the notifications. As well, we are also on bbsradio.com as Ark of Grace Ministries. And we also are on pray.com as Amanda Grace. And we play on pray.com Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we very much appreciate those of you who like and subscribe and help us in that area. We're very appreciative. And yeah, so I think this is where we're going to end. My voice kind of held up. Hopefully it'll be back Monday. And we'll be back to normal, and we'll be off and running. So thank you, everyone who stayed on and hung in there with us tonight like this. I thank you for your prayers, and I thank you for joining us tonight. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day and encourage you to say it every single day. We also have other psalms there for you to say, because the word is living and active. You have to activate it. You have to speak it. You have to quote it. Because it's living and active and current for every generation. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I quote those scriptures every single day, along with the Lord's Prayer from Matthew chapter 6. If Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way, we need to take note of it, and we need to incorporate it into our prayer life. And of course, Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith. I believe in the Word of God. So thank you, everyone. Thank you to our moderators. Thank you to our Ark of Grace team. If I'm feeling better tomorrow, we will be putting out shorts or over the weekend, but most likely we'll be back on live either Monday or Tuesday. So mark your calendars. We will announce. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening and keep the faith. We love you.
If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets. They have slippers. They have bathrobes. They even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.